Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
This holiday season, I'm giving thanks to our friends at Manscaped. Do I tell my extended family that I have the Performance Package 4.0 from the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming? Not to mention, it includes their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer to tame my bush and score brownie points with the in-laws. Gift yourself Manscaped or the man in your life who needs it. Join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 by going to manscaped.com. So if you think your holiday spread is good, it's time to give thanks to Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, or as I like to call it, the perfect package for your package. Inside, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer is my favorite, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance boxer briefs, which are unbelievably comfortable, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. I go everywhere with that. Whenever I go to the gym, put everything in the travel bag. Think of it as a cornucopia for your balls.
Nice.
Their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to the advanced skin-safe technology. It also gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precise shaves, plus it's waterproof, which means you can bring it in the shower and the bath. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes a weed whacker to chop the worst weeds up top in your nose and ear. I use this because everybody gets nose hairs. But the weed whacker just does the business.
Yeah, as I'm getting older, I keep getting ear hair, which is disgusting. Yeah. So I take care of that.
And girls do not like that, buddy.
No, they hate it.
This nose and ear hair trimmer uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system to provide proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. And do not forget Manscaped's liquid formulations. They're like the pumpkin pie and ice cream after Thanksgiving dinner. You can't live without it. When you have Thanksgiving, when you have pumpkin pie, do you put a vanilla ice cream on top of your pumpkin pie?
Well, I do, definitely. You? It's the best.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
And as far as liquid formulations, too, don't forget, I don't know why they don't have us plugged. It's because I'm a monthly buyer. This is the Manscaped Refined Cologne. The cologne, too, smells very good, and I would highly recommend it.
Well, along with the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Toner Spray.
Yep.
Your balls will be living in turkey heaven with these formulations. And for the gifters out there, Manscaped seals the deal with two free gifts from in their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. And the Boxers are fantastic. You'll love them.
Mm-hmm.
Gifting Manscaped is the ultimate hack to become the family favorite. And Manscaped has been busy and just launched a refined body wash and 2-in-1 shampoo plus conditioner. We just got that in the mail. I tried it. Fantastic.
Yep.
Both feature the Manscaped signature scent will help with unlock your confidence this year. Your boys and body will be oh so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the Ultimate Body Wash Shampoo and Conditioner. So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscape.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. Be thankful this holiday season for the best gift of all from Manscaped. Your balls will thank you.
Could you believe the Dolphins D last night?
Yeah, they played good a couple weeks in a row now.
There was a point in the fourth quarter, where Baltimore only had like 22 total yards. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, that was a flat spot for Baltimore. They've been playing like a lot of overtime games lately and stuff, and there was a short week going into
Miami.
You know, it's warm in Miami at this time of the year. You know, you get these northern teams going. Same thing happened with Buffalo and Jacksonville last week.
Yep.
You know, when you got these
same
weather
exact
teams,
same,
they're playing. Yeah. So it's like, you know.
That D came out to play on both Jacksonville and Miami.
Yes, it did.
And Denver. Incredible. Like, yeah. All right. So K100 Talks for this week. Who wants to read the topic of the day?
I'm not going to read this out. First of all, let's read the topics that Joe submitted that he thought we should talk about.
Right.
I think the fans want to know that.
Right.
Joe, do you think the fans want to know this?
Yeah, it's a open door policy here. So
open door. Okay, so here's a Joe.
Joe's door.
Because we tell
open.
Joe, yeah. Joe, look for some topics. But I look for topics too. But we always kind of task Joe with this because he's the producer. So this is what Joe wanted to talk about: Biden and inflation.
Right.
The tragedy at Astroworld.
Right.
The Kyle Rittenhouse trial and Becky on Charlotte. Okay, Becky on Charlotte, that's wrestling, so we don't give a rat's ass about that. This is K100 Talks. We actually had one conversation, I think, on K100 Talks about wrestling.
Yeah, about the EVPs at AEW.
Yeah, yeah, but we'd rather stay away from wrestling talking about this. But I want to talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Have you been following this, Conan, at all?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's reiterate.
And make people sure that they understand this is not Ferguson guy. This is the Kenosha, Wisconsin guy that got shot in the back 7 times.
So this whole thing.
Can I set that up just a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
From what I remember correctly, and Joe, you might know this better than me because you're in this type of stuff. So this guy who already had warrants, okay, comes and he's fighting with his girlfriend. He already had outstanding warrant. He already had sexual assault shit against him.
Against her,
even had a restraining order, you know. Then he was going in the car. I supposedly had a knife. She thought that maybe he was going to kidnap her son. The cop came, shot him 7 times in the back, okay, which started riots.
Right. Okay. So then during the riots,
And the cops got acquitted, by the way.
Right. Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old kid, came with an AR-15 rifle and was helping this business protect their. I think it was a car dealership.
A car dealership, right?
Right. So,
and he has a medevac thing on, and people are like, "Yeah, what are you doing here?" And I'm trying to help people. Are you a medical expert?
And this is where riots are going on. So it's like, so a lot of the rioters are going. You know, let's be honest. You know, most people, like 95% of people that go and protest peacefully protest, but there's a faction of rioters that, you know, just get out. They go and just want to smash shit up, break stuff, burn stuff. Just, you know, they're, these are like people with criminal intent that are part of the protests that evolve into the riot. Like, not everybody's to say like it's, you know, a riot, like kind of describes the situation, but not everybody there was a rioter. You know, like, if unless you're breaking stuff and everything, you're not a rioter. You're just, you know, protesting and stuff, anything, right? So, bro, the most fascinating thing about this is that, like, when this happened, because it was piggybacking off of the George Floyd stuff, so there was, you know, we're at heightened tensions in this country, and the media narrative was really centered around racism, police brutality. There was a very, you know, very focused media narrative, right? So this guy became the face of like white supremacy because he was a white kid with an AR-15 and stuff, you know, trying to keep peace in the riots. And the funny thing is, like, I guess the riots and the protests are more virtuous. Like, this, like, the thing, like, if you were rioting or protesting, you were in the right. If you were trying to stop the riots and the protests, you were in the wrong, which is a debatable thing, and which is part of the contention that a lot of the polarization this company faces right now is that, like, what is the role of protest? What can you do in protest? And I think most people in this country will disagree on the level of protest that you can have. People like me don't think the property should be destroyed and stuff and things, but there's other people on the opposite end of the spectrum that will agree that because of the oppression and stuff and things, that's warranted. And we can debate that, and that's mainly where a lot of the debate lies with this issue, right? But they painted this guy as a white supremacist immediately without really having any fact pattern behind it or like anything, right? So, you know, this is a while back. Anybody that looked at the videos and were watching the videos and saw the videos posted were like, this is kind of like obvious self-defense. You know, they're chasing after the guy and pointing guns at him. It's like, I don't know if people know the law. You know, you can defend yourself. Like, if you're getting hit in the head with a skateboard, that, you know, you're not going to find a court of law that's not going to think if, like, a person repeatedly hits a person in the head with a skateboard over and over, that's not deadly force. Okay, because you could die from getting smashed in the head with a skateboard. So this guy was defending himself and shot people. And it's all on video. You can plainly see this. They're the aggressors. He's running away. He finally turns to stuff in the right. So we kind of forgot about it, right? But the narrative was still there. White supremacists, stuff in the, and everybody kind of like forgot about it, and then it came to trial. Well, this trial started, right? And literally the prosecution's witnesses, like every single one of them that they were kept bringing to the stand, was making the case that, like, yes, I attacked him first. I pointed the gun. It was like they were making the case for self-defense, which is like, if you watch the videos, is which is what it was. And, like, honestly, you're kind of like at a weird, warped way of thinking if you're watching these videos and not comprehending that this is self-defense, or you don't know the law, you don't know the thing. Like, but the fascinating thing about this trial is, like, in the face of all this glaring information and evidence that this was obviously self-defense, the media, since they dug their heels in this as a white supremacist, are still digging their heels in trying to spin this as, like, their original narrative. And it's like, the thing I get out of this is, like, watching the media especially, is, like, they're kind of collapsing right now. Like all the trust that people, like, the lack of trust that people had, this case is bringing to light how the media is literally trying to navigate your mind and try to make you think, it's trying to make you paint a picture in your mind absent of what your eyes are seeing. Okay, because, like, you know, I don't know, Conan, have you seen any of this, like the videos and everything? What is your take on this? Like the evidence in this case so far?
It's very wild. Like you say, they're trying to make some sort of correlation between him and this thing that was called, like, the, what was it called? Like the Kenosha fucking guard or something like that. That's what it was called, the Kenosha guard. And there were a bunch of guys at the dealership who were part of this Kenosha guard militia group. And they're trying to tie him into this, which I don't think he had anything to do with it. Okay. Right. But the other part of the coin is, you're 17 years old. You're out there with an AR-15. What the fuck do you think's going to happen? You know, you're kind of looking for trouble. Yeah, the guy was running after him. I think one guy hit him with a skateboard, and, you know, a bunch of probably, I don't know who the other guys were, that Rosenbaum guy that he keeps talking about.
Well, the other guy, he testified, sorry to interrupt, that the only guy that lived Rosenkrantz or whatever his name was, he admitted on the stand to pulling a gun on him. So that was another thing.
So these guys are seeing this young kid on the street with an AR-15, probably bucking them, running after him, and he was fearing for his life. But why did he put himself in that position? You know what I'm saying? You're 16 years old. We later found out also that the gun was sold to him by some guy legally who's like 19 years old. But you're on the streets at night with an AR-15 around other individuals. What type of mental state are they in that they're out there, you know, during a riot with guns and shit? What do you expect to happen?
Well, you're making a case.
And I kind of felt sorry for him, you know, on the witness stand, because he's just a little guy. He's just a kid, you know, just a kid who made a mistake and he got in over his head and he probably never thought this would get to this, and it did, you know. But I don't think he's a white supremacist, you know, and they're fucking with him hard, you know, because they were like, oh, yeah. You know, here's the video where you're saying you're a medical expert, but you're not a medical expert, are you? You know, and he was kind of like, from the videos I saw, he just looked like, hey, I'm out here to help. They stole from this car dealership and I want to help protect. And I think he was kind of just dumb, naive.
And these guys are chasing after me and they're trying to kill me and shit.
Right. You know, so that's like, how I see it. You know,
but the thing is that, you know, is the problem I have with it.
Yeah, the narrative, but that's a better story. That's what they're trying to sell.
Right,
yeah.
The blanket way.
That definitely is they just took this kid, the way of a good story.
That you just took this kid.
Yeah.
And, like, just took this blanket, like, you're the blanket visual. White guy, AR-15. Okay, and, like, you just take those two data points. And you say, okay, this must be a white supremacist. Right. Let's drive the narrative in the system. And, like, despite the evidence. Like, bro, the funniest thing about this is, like, this is what happens, like, when... Then this is my whole problem with the whole white supremacy racism argument. When you just accuse a large swath of people, like you say, like Trump supporters, they're racist, just, and you include everybody, you know, me and 10 millions of other people, and you say you're racist, right? That when you get to, like, you know, the accusation, and if you look at an individual case and you take that case to a court of law to try to prove, okay, this guy's a racist, this guy's white, and you go to court and try to prove that, like, say, hypothetically speaking, I'm a white supremacist, and the evidence shows that your argument does not jibe in this situation. You know, it's like, this was
yeah, but when you're dealing with a normal person, we're not doing legal proceedings. You're dealing with people's opinion in their own mind. So in their court of opinion, you who are following Trump, who has been known to make racial remarks and racial shit, you know, now, therefore, you must be racist. You must be racist too, because you're agreeing with this guy. But that, to me, doesn't have anything to do with it, because I agree with a million guys who have million differing off viewpoints than I have. You know what I'm saying?
Well, just my point is, like, when you do that, like these people like to do when you play identity, this is identity politics on trial. It's like, because when you accuse people of identity, you know, and stuff, and put people in a group and identity, but if you take an individual case, it's like, okay, bro, it's like, you know, position is not, like, really concrete here, because you're just accusing everybody and saying, like, okay, well, maybe some of you aren't, but most of you are, and that's okay. Which is why the whole accusation thing to me is problematic, and it's a problem. It's like we accuse the people on the right, they call libtards, like use that word. Okay, if you're a Democrat, you're a libtard, like you're stupid. And it's like the name calling of, like, you know. Like context and nuance have been taken out of the conversation. It's like everybody's, like, got these basic polar positions of, like, you know, especially with the whole thing of, like, white supremacy, bro. The fact that that term is, like, still in making the rounds today, because, like, white supremacy that we grew up with, white supremacy was the Ku Klux Klan, David Duke. Because they literally went out and they'd put them on TV. Like, anybody, like, bro, look at the early 90s, 80s and stuff, everything. Face the Nation, you would have, like, a politician. You would literally have a KKK grand wizard up there in his white robe and everything on the news, like, speaking like he's, like, a part of, like this is a guy whose voice we need, you know, that like, is prominent. We're talking to the Klan. We're talking, you know, stuff, everything. So that's how prominent it was, right? Bro, nobody these days is, like, in this day and age, especially because, like, you get demonized for even bringing it up, nobody's really, like, the whole concept of white supremacy, like, how many people are talking about white people, advanced, like David Duke and the KKK, did, you know, stuff like, you don't really hear that these days. Like, do you hear, like, when you point, when people say white supremacy, I'm like, pointing, like, okay, Where are the white supremacists, the people that are talking about the white race is better? You know, where are these people?
They're out there. They're just not out there with you. They're in some.
Where are they?
I don't know, bro. Like the Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys. What the fuck are they?
Yeah, a backgammon team? No, nobody heard of them until this whole shit started.
But you know who they are.
But that's my point.
Yeah.
Back in the day,
and there's
it was
neo,
very
there's neo-Nazi groups and shit too.
Well, I'm just saying, back in the day, it was very prominent and identifiable. The Klan, David Duke. We see.
Okay.
Those, it's like, now
this
it's
is
like,
a, but now it's more subtle, bro. You just can't be in everybody's face and say, "Hey," and put on a white sheet. They knock the fuck out of you. Now they
want
to different.
Here's what I want to ask you. You say it's more subtle. Okay. Right. Is it more or less like okay? So it's subtle, but do you think it's equal in strength to the way it was like 40 years ago?
No.
No. Okay. So the thing is, this
they
is
make
my
a
point.
Big deal out of it because they monetize off of the fear.
Right. Exactly. Because my point is the fact that you can still bring that up and still energize people and in the ideological thinking that way.
There's
like,
not as many as they would like you to think, but there's enough for them to monetize, and that's all they need, bro. If you're afraid of something that really isn't there, they've already done their job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But my point is though is
yeah,
that
they're out
we've
there, but, yeah.
Ignoring the fact there's a people that
bro,
literally
this is the most multicultural ever that we've ever had, and it's
like
going to become more multicultural.
like ignoring the progression of racial data is idiotic. It's like what
there's
they're trying to do is
you
like
can you can do. It's already bro.
Right.
It's called
browning up.
It's actually called a browning up of the population.
Right. And what you do is you have a very small percentage of people that are trying to paint the picture that we're back where we were 40 years ago.
Because
like,
that's
on.
Still
like, you know,
it still draws ratings. It still makes money.
Which is why these white guys in Idaho
and Nebraska that aren't used to being around blacks or Mexican or Filipinos are like, what's going on? Who's invading our country? Who's crossing the border? You know, they're afraid, you know, and they take advantage of that.
Right.
Shame
but
on
I
them.
Think, I think
them.
The dishonest thing about it is that the media doesn't portray the reality that's really on the ground right now.
Right, and they've been exposed, and the people already know it. It's too late. Nobody believes in media anymore.
Right, and this trial
or the government
is really fanning the flames of that too, because like you're watching people still coming on TV going,
"Bro,
like,
but this is weird, Disco. This is weird because listen to this, Joe. I was just reading this right now. It said Rittenhouse pretrial rulings." It says Rittenhouse trial. I might have a couple pretrial rulings on your upcoming trial, Joe. Yeah. But anyways, it says because you know how they're making out they're having problems with the judge right now because they're trying to say that he wasn't technology advanced. He wasn't technologically advanced, and the judge admitted, "Yeah, I'm not." Okay, well, this judge, his name is Bruce Schroeder, right? He denied prosecutors' request to admit as evidence Rittenhouse outing with Proud Boy members in a previous fight he was involved in, arguing that the incidents were too dissimilar to be used as evidence of Rittenhouse mindset during the shootings. Well, I think that would be relevant if he was hanging out with the Proud Boys.
No, not legally, because here's why.
Right.
It was like 4 months afterwards, and he's just in a bar like taking pictures of Proud Boys. So that's not, if legally speaking, that's not relevant to his mindset at the night of the incident.
What's that kid doing?
It's not. That's what it was. And honestly, it should be. Like, if you're 4 months after an incident that happens, like, oh, well, that just shows that, like, no. You can't, that's, you got to, like, you know, look at the mindset, like, on the night of the incident.
Like malice aforethought, kind of?
Right.
What do you say, like, Joe?
What's that kid doing in a bar anyway? Isn't he still just 18?
Well, it means, you know, Hooters is a bar.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know,
but who?
Every restaurant has a bar, you know.
He shot three people, killed two people.
Shot three people.
Okay, can I just say one more thing before you say that, Joe?
Hold
that just real quick because I don't say this. Here's another thing that's kind of weird. Schroeder defined that this is a judge that the guy that Rittenhouse shot cannot be referred to as victims, but can only be described as arsonists or looters.
Yeah. Mm. Right. Because it's still in question whether the guy was a victim or whether the guy was the aggressor. So it's like, you know, so that's – but which is – bro, that's all – the fascinating thing about this
What were you going to say, Joe?
Oh, just – I wasn't quite clear on – he shot three people. He killed two, right? But did he kill two white boys or who did he shoot? If we're trying
to – They were all white.
I was going to say if the framework is a racist or whatever.
They're literally people in this trial
shot some...
that thought that he killed black people.
Right.
Which is why they're inflamed. You go on the internet. people are posting, like, I didn't realize until catching this trial and following on the news that this he actually killed white people, not black people.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole what Conan was, I just forgot because Conan was had a train of thought that I was going to piggyback off of. Yeah, I forgot. Go ahead, Conan.
Conan was talking about the language that wasn't going to be allowed in the trial.
Oh, yeah, because like they weren't going to allow what we call victims and stuff. Anything, but,
right.
Because here's the thing. This is the most fascinating part of this because, like, the social media mob is so prevalent these days, and the you know, a lot of the media feeds into that, you know, to get the mob behind them and everything. This was like the social media mob, like, put this kid on trial. But then, like, when you watch this trial, it's like they realize, oh, wait a second. And then they don't even realize this. It's like this is a legal proceeding, and there's rules, laws, and stuff, and you got to follow. The mob does not play in court, and that's why we're seeing like the mob is getting angry that this is not playing out legally like they thought the mob, their narrative, was supposed to play out. And it's like you see the way the mob reacts to this is instead of saying like, hey, you know, wait, whoa, you know, this let's let the legal proceedings take their course. They're down. I'm like, this guy's a racist, and the judge is racist now. It's like, come on, guys. This is why when people deserve fairness in this country. This is why we have our legal system. Because, like, you can't just have a mob of people that are misinformed with minimal evidence and lack of it trying to accuse people and ruin their lives. Court, let's let the facts play out. Let's present all the evidence, and, you know, let's see what happens. So, but I think this is a fascinating display of, like, how the media is just, like, just they're burying themselves even more and more. It's just complete. We're living in a country where we're just distrusting what we're being fed more and more and more on a daily basis.
Right.
And it's not good. You know, it's like I said, you literally have to, like, you know, search for your own facts.
Right.
You know,
and it's cross-reference that. It is very
and it takes time.
Right.
It's like time consuming.
And that's why you're right. Yeah. That's why sometimes you're just like, fuck it, and just read the, you know,
right.
What's in front of you and hope it's true and it's a good source.
It keeps you engrossed in it. It keeps you involved in politics. It keeps you, it's like, bro, it's like, a, you know, and then you look at, like, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, everything wouldn't exist if it wasn't for advertisers giving them the money to put their shows on. Everything they're doing is trying to stay on TV, drive their narrative, make money and stuff and thing. And, like, you know, it's fascinating watching people that don't understand that's what the media is doing and just buying everything they say. And it's like, you know, so that, well,
closing arguments are on Monday. So this is about to wrap up. And we'll
which means there might be, if there's riots, if this kid should be, it's an open shut case. This kid should be let go. He was obviously defending himself. He was, every single witness said this guy was being attacked first and he was defending himself. Okay. So, right. So legally speaking, but there'll still be it's almost like the media is trying to fuel riots so they can get more coverage, you know, so they can get more good TV out of this. And it's very frustrating to watch.
I think people, you know, just like COVID are tired of all this bullshit.
A lot of people are.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people aren't. And the people that aren't are aggravating the people that are. And it's like it is getting very aggravating for the people that is done with all this bullshit.
Well,
you know, like, want to just get back to regular life. We can go to work, come home, watch sports, go to the movies, go to the bars and stuff. Just go,
not, you know, hear about politics everywhere, right?
Like, as this politics is just, it's fucking brutal, man. It's like, and there's a lot of people tired of it. And the worst thing about it is like, you know, you kind of got to vote. Like, the only way it's going to change is, like, to vote the people out that are pushing this to get other people in, but they just do the exact same thing. Their narrative and aggravate the other people, just like it's
right. Because at the end of the day, the people that just left, okay, the people that were paying them off, the lobbyists and all that, they're just paying another guy, and that guy's going to do what they want. So it's always going to be the same shit. It doesn't matter who's in there, it's who's paying you to move their interest. See what I'm saying?
We're so polarized,
like,
that no matter who's in charge, unity, everything's division. Yeah.
The other day I was watching Amy Klobuchar or whatever, what's the one from Minnesota?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's her name?
That's as close as I could get to.
Yeah. And who? she was saying that every politician has three lobbyists paying them to push their interest.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fucking money. You know, why aren't politicians being incarcerated, being censored, being thrown out of office? Because everybody's getting paid. It's a big fucking racket, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So that's been K100 Talks, man. If you enjoyed this or you got any comments, send it to our mailbags at K100 Questions. Keep the letters short so we can read a grip of them. Thank you very much. Once again, D.I. Joe, K100 Talks. Boom.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.